This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What I want to do today, though, I think is equally important. I want to give you four things to write down in your notes. These are four strongholds that are in your life. And I want to say this, I said this earlier. You may only see one that applies to you, but one will apply, I promise you. Let's bring up the first one. The first stronghold we need to deal with is the stronghold of unconfessed or unacknowledged sin. What does that mean? I'm convinced there are some people that have never confessed their sins to themselves. There's some men that have never acknowledged a sin in his life. There are women that have never acknowledged a sin in her life. And to refuse to acknowledge is to give it power. The more you deny something going on in your life, you invigorate it, you give energy to it, and you empower it by saying, I refuse to acknowledge. And yet there's power in the acknowledgement. There's power in the acknowledgement of your sin. Let me tell you what I mean by that. David in Psalm 32 talks about before he confessed his sin of adultery and murder, he said his bones were wasting away. I think he was physically dehydrated. There's some scientific thinking that when people are depressed, they don't drink enough water, and maybe a doctor has told you, you need to drink more water. And sometimes the theory is that when people are depressed, they just won't drink water. I think what happened with David, he was depressed and he didn't drink any fluids. And he said, my bones were wasting away. I think he was physically dehydrated. But then if you read Psalm 51, where he confesses his sin to the Lord and acknowledges it, there was power that came back into his body. There was health and blessing that came back into his body simply because he acknowledged the sin in his life. I'm not asking you to acknowledge anything to me. I'm not asking you to acknowledge anything to the person sitting next to you. I'm just saying, would you be willing to acknowledge it to yourself and to the Lord God Almighty? That's what I'm asking you to do. To acknowledge the sin to the Lord and to yourself. There is power in acknowledging your sin. How do I know that? 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He, meaning Christ, is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's power in the confession and the acknowledgement of sin in your life. I'm going to move quickly here because we've got a lot of ground to cover. The second stronghold is the stronghold of temporal values. What does that mean? Temporal comes from the word temporary. You have temporal values when you're more interested in what you can get than what you can give. You're more interested in life. All that matters to you is the bottom line. What do I get out of this deal? That's temporal values. Temporal values is when you're more interested in the now than tomorrow or next week or the future or eternity. What's this mean for me now? How does this affect me right now in this moment? And temporal means that we are more interested in the temporary than we are in the eternal. I never cease to be amazed at the people I've met over the years who are willing to die for the temporary. They're willing to die. I mean, they'd give their life tomorrow for the temporary rather than to live for the eternal. That's your temptation. That's my temptation. And Job talks about his relationship to his gold. And here's what he says. This is an interesting verse. If I put my trust in my gold, and I say to my gold, he actually speaks to his gold and say, you are my security, then this also would be a sin to be judged, for I would have been unfaithful to my God. Have you ever talked to your house and said, you're my security? God says that's a sin to be judged, a sin of unfaithfulness. I don't know if any of you have talked to a car. I've heard men talk to their cars when they wouldn't start. They didn't say some pleasant things to their car, but people talk to their cars, and perhaps you've said, this is my security. This means everything to me.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.